From WBEZ Chicago and PRX, this is Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot.
And I'm Jim DeRogatis. The year's about half over, so how is 2018 shaping up musically?
I've been Wendy, living with the Lost Boys. You spent as a deckhand on the con.
I'm not your kind of light. I'm not your shining star tonight.
We'll share some of our favorite albums of 2018 so far and hear from some of our listeners.
He is remarkable, and it is quite moving.
That's coming up on Sound Opinions.
You're listening to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. He's Jim DeRogatis. And this week, Jim, a show we always look forward to, our show devoted to sharing our best albums of 2018 so far.
Yeah, the only one we like better is the end of the year show. Why? I mean, there's so much great music all the time. We can't talk about it enough. I have to say, I think a lot of what I'm going to play today has been very much of the moment. No, it doesn't have to be political for me to like it. But the music has to reflect the context in which it was made. And then it has to transcend it, Greg. It has to be timeless, not just for the moment, but reflecting the moment and also forever. That's my aesthetic anyway. And we'll also hear from some of our listeners about their favorite albums. But Greg, you start us off.
All right, Jim, I'm going to go in reverse order in my top 10 mid-year list. And, of course, this list is open to revision by the end of the year. There may be a totally new top 10 in there. But
maybe
now,
by the end of the day sometimes.
Could be. But I wanted to give this EP by Black Thought some love because I don't think Black Thought, a.k.a. Tariq Trotter, the longtime MC frontman of The Roots, gets enough credit for what a great MC he has been for the last 30 years.
Because everybody just thinks about him as a band.
They think about him as a band, and if they think of The Roots, they always think about Questlove, the drummer, who's sort of the spiritual musical leader of the band in many ways. But Black Thought is a key to that group as well. They're one of the most successful hip-hop groups ever. And yet, Black Thought never shows up on those best MCs of all time lists. I just don't understand that at all. I think part of it is that, first of all, he's now 46 years old. So by those standards, he's somewhat of an elder statesman in hip hop. So very few MCs stay relevant past the age of 30. But Black Thought has sort of defied that. But at the same point, he doesn't go for the easy hook. He's all about the intricacy of the flow, the rhymes within the lines, the rhythmic flow never feels forced, though. Those multisyllabic words just seem to flow together whenever he raps. And it's all about the art of emceeing. They talk about the conversational ease of an MC's delivery, the rhythmic conversational ease, and he's a master of it. And I think this EP gives a real taste of what he's about, Streams of Thought, Volume 1. I'm going to play a track with a typical Black Thought title, Dostoevsky. You know, it's one of the most well-read MCs in the world, and you know he brings in all sorts of cultural references, not just from today, but from the past. There's a line in Dostoevsky where he describes himself as Dostoevsky meets Joe Pesci, and it's just a mixture of the comic and the current with a classic name from Russia of all places. This is the way this man thinks in a kind of a worldly way. Centuries of thought brought into his music, Dostoevsky. From Black Thought on Sound Opinions.
Yeah, the universe let the planets align. Spent 10K in the car, didn't decline. Bartender, one Casamigos and lime. I'm celebrating gracefully, getting better with time. I ain't even halfway through this incredible ride, but like, I'm kind of doing an incredible job. When I was 18, living beyond my means, I was afraid of my dreams. Looking at the finer things, wishing I could flip to a microchip from a paperclip. Upgrade to a spaceship from a basic whip. Cash rules everything, I just wanted a taste of it. Fast food, hurrying, saving time and wasting it. Self-saboteur speaking into my paramour. Torch rappers like I'm igniting the aerosol. Maintaining the wherewithal that embarrass y'all. Game changer the way I shredded your cabbage off. Explaining is changing apples to applesauce. When we were young, innocence was ours, but that was lost. Where I reside is the dark side of the glory. The fury I manipulate is the arc of the story. Written without a ghost writer to author it for me. This is crime and punishment. I'm the judge and the jury. Listen, Dostoevsky.
That is Black Thought with a track from Streams of Thought, Volume 1, his first solo project, a track called Dostoevsky. Jim, what's your first pick?
Greg, I'm going to Dessa, a record we reviewed a while back, Chime, her fourth full-length album. We both loved it. It grows on me more all the time, and we recently did a live session with Dessa that'll be airing soon on Sound Opinions in a very different setting. You know, she's brilliant, a singer, a rapper, a philosopher, a writer, a poet. She's seen the world. As she tells us in Fire Drills, I've seen Gibraltar, I've seen the Taj Mahal. But she's a woman. And that means walking down the street. Some people think they have the freedom to leer and sneer and make comments. And, you know, at the end of the day in 2018 that we are still fighting that sort of thing. In the heat of the Me Too moment, in the heat of the Time's Up moment, it's a rare political track from Dessa, but I think a really, really, really powerful one. And I just can't get enough of it. It grows for me with every listen. Here is Fire Drills by Dessa from Chime.
I've been Wendy, living with the Lost Boys. You spent as a deckhand on the convoy. Moves every night to prove we were something. Got confused if it was from a two that we were running. I've seen Gibraltar, I've seen the Taj Mahal, Soweto, Hagia Sophia, Chef Sharon paints the walls blue. I've played to full rooms, I've played the fool too. Burning through the bottoms of a pair of new boots. Cut my hair, take my business down. A woman on her own must be from out of town. Funny you don't know the concessions that you're making until you catalog them. And by then they're many, and your battle hardened heat makes liquid of the asphalt. Keepsakes and parking tickets on the dashboard. I'm here to file my report as the vixen of the wolf pack. Tell patient zero he can have his rib back. Can't be too broke to break. As a woman, always something left to take. So you shouldn't try to stay too late or talk to strangers. Look too long, go too far out of range. Cause angels can't watch everybody all the time. Stay close, hems low, safe inside. That formula works if you can live it. But it works by putting half the world off limits. You can count. Say, go out and be brave. Now we say, be careful, stay safe. In any given instance, that don't hurt.
Fire Drills by Dessa on Sound Opinions. The album is Chime, one of my favorites of 2018. Greg, let's start hearing from some of our listeners about their choices for best albums of the year so far.
Hey, Jim and Greg, this is Chris calling from Washington, D.C. Just calling in with one of my favorite albums of the year so far here in 2018. I think it's got to be Parker Millsap's Other Arrangements. But honey, don't you tell me that you've made other arrangements. I've been out here all week. Yeah, I've been hitting the pavement. Parker went into the record saying that he wanted to make poppy songs with hooks, and I think a lot of his fans were turned off by that. But, you know, I think he was really successful in bringing in new fans like me. I just went to go see him at the Black Cat and playing all these songs. And I just think all the songs on this record are really well written. They've got catchy hooks. It doesn't come off as campy or as, you know, him trying too hard in any way. I mean, songs like the title track and Fine Line are just really well crafted and catchy and very memorable rock and roll songs. I've been walking the fine line between the form and the function, between the gall and the gumption, between feeling and touching. I've been walking the fine line between the thought and the action, slipping sideways. And it's a really refreshing rock and roll record, and it's probably one of the best of the year in my estimation. So just wanted to submit that. Love the show as always. And thanks so much. Bye-bye. Hey, hey, hey. I'm on the
Nice review there from Chris. Thinking he wasn't a fan of this artist, being won over, open-minded. I mean, you have to be. You have to stay. That's us, our lives, listening all the time. Let's hear from another listener.
Hi, my name is Robin. I'm calling from Chicago. My vote for best album of 2018 to date is Golden Hour by Kacey Musgraves. She has a long history as a country singer, but it's very clear that she can step in and out of the genre. The songs on this album have pop and even disco influences, and they're very smartly written. So why don't you giddy up, giddy up? It's a fantastic and solid album, and I highly recommend it. Thanks.
I got to say, I think you and I both agree with Robin's pick on Kacey Musgraves. We like that record quite a bit. Great year for young, up-and-coming Nashville-based artists who are sort of reinventing country and country pop in
Not
their own
playing
age.
By the Nashville rules.
Exactly. Yes. Next band I want to play is a band called Motorcade that I saw at South by Southwest Music Conference in Austin, Texas earlier this year, Jim. Band from Dallas, quartet. The four members had been playing around the Dallas scene for a number of years and joined forces for this band. I'd heard a single that they had released prior to South by Southwest and liked it a lot. And lo and behold, there was a whole album, too, as well, released right around that time that is very, very good. 11 straight-up 3-4-minute rock songs, great arrangements, refrains that stick in your head for days. Classic songwriting sort of rooted in that 80s sound. You know, you could there are references from everybody from Echo and the Bunnymen to Love and Rockets, some definite UK influences in the music, but very much speaking to now. Here's a track from their self-titled debut album. It's called Desertion from Motorcade on Sound Opinions.
Don't like the tragic mess that you made us.
That is Motorcade, one of my top 10 albums from the mid-year 2018 on Sound Opinions. And we want to get your picks for this conversation. Call and leave a message on our hotline with your favorite album of the year so far, 888-859-1800. When we come back, more of our picks for the best albums of 2018 so far. Plus, we're going to hear from a few more of our listeners. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot, and we are sharing some of the albums that we have so far on our Best of 2018 lists. Before I share my next pick, Greg, let's go back to the listeners and hear some more of their picks.
Hi, guys. My name's Tina. My favorite record of the year is All This Life by The Record Company.
I got this life to fix, threw it all out in a ditch. Down when I was sick, gotta build it back up brick by brick.
His Life to Fix is just a stunning anthem. I relate to it. I think the boys are fantastic and they're very humble. But the whole record, I listen to it and it's got that driving beat and really great lyrics that are relatable. And it's a pure band. It's just guitar, bass, and drums, and I really appreciate that. Anyway, I'm listening here in New Jersey. I listen every Sunday. And always looking forward to your honest reviews. I appreciate that. Take care.
Tina in Jersey. My old stomping grounds.
How about another call?
Hi, this is Lior from Chicago. I'm calling to talk about one of my favorite albums of the year. It's Saba's Care For Me.
I don't wanna fight no more, 'cause I'm not fine. I want no more.
So me and E got, we scrap again. Jacob jumped in, I'm handicapped. Manny watched from across the street. Then he ran up and hopped on me. 3-on-1, they teaming up. But me, I never think to run. They circling around, got me surrounded like police or something.
It is a tremendously moving and quite sad tribute to his best friend and cousin, Walter Long Jr., who was stabbed to death in early 2017. It is so hard to listen to because of how descriptive and thoughtful and imaginative Saba is as a lyricist and as a performer. He is remarkable. And it is quite moving.
All around me, there's heaven all around me, there's heaven all around.
Well, I have to agree 100% with Lior on that one. The Saba record is one of my my third best record of the year so far. Care For Me is the one. There's so many talented MCs coming out of Chicago right now, Jim. Everybody knows Chance the Rapper, you know, Vic Mensa.
But there's a whole class. Lior does a fantastic job covering them for the Chicago Reader.
And Saba is absolutely one of those people that more listeners should pay attention to. Jim, you've got another pick for us. What's it going to be?
I do. We also reviewed the Jeff Rosenstock record Post a while back, earlier in the year. I've always kind of confined him, given him half an ear in the past, and then really got sucked into this Post record. I've since gone back and listened to his earlier stuff. I think this one is a leap forward in terms of ambition. We have those two epic progressive rock, dare I say, like, yes, kind of jams on USA and Let Them Win. I love that. Delivered with garage rock, post-punk, melodic energy. You know, I'm just a sucker for that. I chocolate and peanut butter. Bring the prog into the punk, right?
Yeah.
Long Island native, prolific in the indie DIY underground. I think USA in a lot of ways stands out on the album. We are living in this time where you pass a television or check your Twitter feed and there are 4 new outrages a day. And it's hard and you become numb. And it's hard to figure out which ones you should pay attention to and which you shouldn't. I think that's what USA is about in part. And the rest of the album is not as political. It's more about being alive in 2018 in general. And politics is part of that. USA by Jeff Rosenstock from the album Post on Sound Opinions.
High
Jeff Rosenstock, Post, the song was USA. Greg, your next album, best of the year so far.
Jim, I'm going to go with an artist named Fantastic Negrito, an album called Please Don't Be Dead. Some people may have heard of this artist because he won a Grammy in 2016 for a really good album called The Last Days of Oakland. He's been around for quite a while, though. He actually had a stint at Interscope Records in the 90s when he was known as Xavier. That record didn't do so well. And he got so discouraged eventually that he they quit the music business and sort of reinvented himself in the last few years. He's now 50 years old. He's had three kids. He said, I want to leave my kids something to be able to remember me by, but also remember the kind of times that we grew up in. You know, and obviously he's got the same issues that many of us have with what's going on in the world today and what kind of world we're raising our kids in. So the intensity of the political thought in this record is there in every track. Now, he's ostensibly a blues singer-guitarist, but there's a lot more musicality to this record than that. There's a lot of soul, there's funk, there's gospel, there's sort of a garage punk kind of vibe on many of the tracks. The topics are very of the moment: opioid addiction, homelessness, suicide, but at the same time trying to point a way out of some of these issues that are bedeviling society. Here's a track from the Please Don't Be Dead record by Fantastic Negrito. It's called Transgender Biscuits on Sound Opinions. Fantastic Negrito with a track called Transgender Biscuits. The album is called Please Don't Be Dead, one of my favorites of 2018 so far. Jim, what's your next pick?
I'm going with Cupcake from Chicago, Greg. I am so in love with Cupcake. Elizabeth Eden Harris creating this larger-than-life stage persona and MC. Her new album is called Epherize. It's her third proper studio album. She's had a million mixtapes. I mentioned her in context of Cardi B, who, of course, has taken the world by storm with her female empowerment, tough-talking approach from the streets. I think Cupcake has all of that and a lot more. She talks a lot about LGBTQ issues. You know, her plain eagerness for romance, you know, which can be like way over the top and rather lewd, but also just surprisingly vulnerable. Cupcake wants to be loved, and she talks about that with the same courage that she disses anybody who would dare to put her down, and in which she demands what she wants, and right now. I can't even play a lot of the tracks on this album, just for, you know, family values. But I think this is brilliant, and it's more than just potty mouth rapping, a lot more. And the musical invention, I think, matches the energy of that rapping. You know, we have elements here of basically the entire panoply of hip-hop at the moment. Trap, drill, bounce, reggaeton, and old school stuff, too. I mean, I could picture her sharing a bill with Salt-N-Pepa, all right? This is a track called 2 Minutes. What's striking about it, I think, in the best way since Chance the Rapper on Pusha Man, she is surveying the violence on the south and west sides of Chicago. You know, count your blessings. Some of you ain't gonna make it to your breakfast, right? And she tells a date who arrives with flowers, "I've put so many on graves, I don't want your rose." But at the same time, she's cracking wise, and she's talking about shaving body hair, and she's talking about getting ready for that date. It's a slice of life from a brilliant person who is very much alive. Cupcake, 2 minutes on Sound Opinions.
It was days I dreamed of money, but I woke up broke instead. Maybe that's my fault, I shouldn't sleep until I'm dead. You want it, you gotta work at it. You gotta stay chill, don't panic. Be a better kid than them, 10,001 abortion money, but not pregnant. You know those, they can't keep count after uno those. Man, it shows, people think no cons come with they pros. But I'm dealing with real ish. My stretch marks really itch. My hair haven't grown an inch, but I'm still that shit. Black marks on my inner thighs, but man, don't criticize me.
Don't do it.
Cause everybody got flaws. If you think you don't, you must can't see.
Look in the mirror.
Follow me to get close, not to just compliment my clothes. Cause if my crib get burned down, will you still follow my rope? Stay ahead, never say you finish. What you gonna do in the next 2 minutes? Gotta stay ahead, never say you finish. What you gonna do in the next 2 minutes? Hey, hey, what you gonna do in the next 2 minutes? Gotta stay ahead, never say you finish. What you gonna do in the next 2 minutes? What you gonna do, what you gonna do? What you gonna do, what you gonna do? What you gonna do, what you gonna do? Gotta stay ahead, never say you finish. What you gonna do in the next 2 minutes? What you gonna do in the next 2 minutes?
That is 2 Minutes by Cupcake, one of Jim DeRogatis' favorite albums and artists of 2018 so far. I would agree with that. And we want to hear from you. What album do you think is the best of 2018 so far? Give us a call and leave us a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800. Coming up after a break, we'll wrap up our list for the best albums of 2018 so far. That's from WBEZ Chicago and PRX. Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. He's Jim DeRogatis. And throughout the hour, we've been revealing our best albums of the year so far. Now it's time for the home stretch. Jim, what's next for you?
Greg, I'm going with Superchunk. What a time to be alive. You mentioned how Black Thought can be taken for granted as he approaches the age of 50. We can relate to that. You know, and I think sometimes in the indie rock underground, too, we take heritage acts that have been around a long time, you know, for granted. No longer can they surprise us. Well, Superchunk, with its 11th album, did something very surprising. It has long been purveyors of incredibly tuneful pop punk, but they got political. And not in a, you know, let me beat you over the head, I am now getting political way. I think they're talking about the power of music on What a Time to Be Alive to motivate us, to lift us up when we are down, and also to get us thinking about how we can be better, right? Mm. As a people, as individuals. That's what I hear in the song Reagan Youth. I mean, Reagan Youth, okay, you know, classic Reagan era 80s hardcore punk band, right? Yeah. You know, I mean, I never liked them, right? I think I had their poster, but I didn't want to listen to them, you know? Reagan was bad. Okay, yeah, gotcha. I don't think that's what Mac McCaughan is really singing about. Reagan Youth, you taught me how to feel. Reagan Youth, you showed me what was real. I think it's about, you know, what we can get from music, any variety, not political punk or hardcore punk, just anything, and how we can use that to motivate ourselves. That's what I'm hearing anyway. Superchunk, What a Time to Be Alive. One of my favorites of their entire 11-album career. That's the album. Reagan Youth is the song on Sound Opinions. Reagan Youth by Superchunk. Man, that's like bottled adrenaline, no?
Well, I not only do I agree with you, but I've been listening to this album almost nonstop since it came out just because I need that daily dose of inspiration about something.
Coffee in the morning and then Superchunk, yeah.
This album motivates me to keep moving, and Superchunk's made a classic.
John Worster, one of the best drummers in
rock.
Well,
absolutely.
Needs to be said.
Anything Worster's on, you got to pay attention to because of him, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go with an album next too, Jim, that has a similar message in some ways to the Superchunk record, which is that music sometimes is all you need to get through, you know? Sometimes music is the thing. Eleanor Friedberger, an artist I've loved since her days in Fiery Furnaces with her brother Matthew, has made a string of really strong solo albums. Now, the first three were basically guitar-based records that sort of straddled this art pop, rock, folk, and psychedelic kind of area. On Rebound, her new studio record, she wrote it almost entirely on a Casio keyboard. Mm. She just sort of went to Europe, escaped for a while, went back to her ancestral homeland out in Greece, and just spent a lot of time soaking up the vibe and the atmosphere, and Rebound was the result. What we have here is a bunch of catchy songs written in typically Eleanor Friedberger style, 3-4 minutes, somewhat elliptical lyrics, but precise in the words she uses and how she sings them. She's a great pop singer, but at the same time, there's almost a mystical vibe about it. And the whole message for me in this record is sometimes the things you need to get through are right under your nose. You don't have to do this extraordinary thing to become an adult and figure out how to get through life. You've got the tools right in front of you. And one of the tools
is
music.
Heading to Greece to find myself sounds really appealing. Yeah. I would like that.
That's not a bad idea. I mean, just get in touch with where you came from. The song says music is a way to open up the ground, you know, and a way to see life in a different way. Make Me a Song from Eleanor Friedberger from the new album Rebound on Sound Opinions.
A pre-dawn song.
That is Eleanor Friedberger with a song called Make Me a Song from her new album, Rebound, one of my favorites of 2018 so far. Jim, what's your next pick?
Greg, I agree with you on Eleanor. I am such a big fan of her solo records as opposed to Fiery Furnaces. We agree on this next record as well. Tell Me How You Really Feel. Probably a phrase I hear almost more than any other in my life by Courtney Barnett. You know, I just think from the minute she introduced herself to the world with those indie recordings out of her native Australia, she has been phenomenal in the terms of the craftsmanship of her hooks and her songs. And as a lyricist, you know, rock critic cliches, right? Novelistic, the telling details, like a short story writer. But man, I, you know, despite being an English professor, I am not one of those go around quoting lyrics all the time, uber alles kind of critics. I, it's just moving. It's striking the way she sees these little details in life and makes bigger points about them. You know, like Superchunk, Greg, Courtney Barnett hasn't been particularly political, but it's almost impossible not to be at this Me Too Time's Up moment. Nameless Faceless, the song quotes Margaret Atwood, you know, that famous men are afraid that women will laugh at them, women are afraid that men will kill them. Yeah. But as with everything Courtney Barnett does, she puts it in terms of her own life. She looks inward. She isn't preaching. She is writing about being a very smart, incredibly talented woman in 2018. I rarely make this kind of prediction, right? But I think when we're doing this show when we're 70, you know, the two of us are still going to be talking about new Courtney Barnett albums blowing our mind. Here's the latest, Tell Me How You Really Feel. The song is Nameless Faceless on Sound Opinions. Nameless Faceless by Courtney Barnett on Sound Opinions. We're counting down our favorite albums of 2018 so far. Greg, you got another?
I do, Jim. Another new artist that everybody should know about, Sarah Shook. You and I both loved her record, Years, that came out earlier this year on Bloodshot Records out of Chicago. They've been putting out great records in that so-called outlaw country kind of vein, whatever you want to call it. It's punk meets country, and it's a wonderful sound. It's based on songwriting. The songs have got to be good, got to be great. In Sarah Shook's case, they are great. This is her second album. It's called Years. She has assembled a great band to play with her. Her songwriting is so good. She's attracted a couple of guys who have been around the North Carolina scene where she's from for a number of years. Eric Peterson on guitar, Phil Sullivan on pedal steel. It is a great band playing great songs. She's written a record about a breakup, but the specificity in the details, the way she flips gender and blurs gender lines in the songs, singing from both perspectives in a relationship. This is really sophisticated songwriting presented in a very straightforward manner. Sarah Shook is an artist to watch for sure. The song is What It Takes from Years by Sarah Shook on Sound Opinions.
We can't win for losing, fighting every step of the way. Battles we shouldn't be choosing, price is too high for us to pay. Nobody told me it's like this out here. Is that what it does?
That is Years, one of my favorite albums of 2018 so far from Sarah Shook. The song is What It Takes. Jim, what's your next pick?
Greg, every year is a great year for female artists, but 2018 in particular, dominating my list, many on your list, and now I'm going to go for another one. Tune Yards, I Can Feel You Creep Into My Private Life. Meryl Garbus, it's her fourth full-length album. She's been on the show. We've been fans of hers. She has traveled a musical lifetime from the early sets with her and her ukulele and the sampler looping herself to a far more expansive sound. I think the music that drives album number four is heavily influenced both by mainstream 70s disco, you know, the hits, but also that period, late 70s, early 80s, in the Chicago underground of house music, Frankie Knuckles, DJing at the warehouse, where it was dangerous and sexy, but also embracing of everyone. Gay, black, Latinx, you name it, everybody coming together to dance together. Meryl Garbus was inspired on this album by taking a workshop in how to be a white ally to black activists. And that sounds, you know, so PC. But I think that she questions everything in her life in a way that all of us can relate to. And she's questioning white imperialism and colonization in a way that we all can relate to, which is to say, you know, what's my role in this? How do I deal with it? Colonizer, I think, is about that, but it's also ultimately about, man, if we can all just have a great house party and get together and dance, I think we can work out a lot. I recommend your backyard. We should do it very soon. Here's Tune Yards with Colonizer on Sound Opinions.
I use
my white woman's voice to tell stories of travels with African men. I use my white woman's voice to tell stories of travels with African men. I comb my white woman's hair with a comb made especially generally for me. I use my white woman's voice to tell stories.
Tune-Yards, fourth great album from Merrill Garbus. I Can Feel You Creep Into My Private Life. Greg, one more pick from you.
Yes, Jim. Janelle Monáe, an artist that we have celebrated for many years. We've been waiting for a new album from Janelle Monáe for 5 years, to be precise. Dirty Computer is that album. It is not a disappointment in any way. Her previous records, I had near or at the top of my lists at year-end when they came out. And Dirty Computer is another example of this, although a very different record from her past releases in that, you know, she used to speak through this Cindy Mayweather character, this arc-android, as she described it. And now she's basically saying, this is me, Janelle Monáe speaking, a bisexual woman of color. She's always explored this idea of the other in American society and how women have been outcasts, how gay people and transgender people have been outcasts. And this, and I'm exploring those themes in a more personal and direct way than she's ever done before. And that may sound like very academic and very PC, as you said, but also the music is just great because, again, she's talking about I want you to move while you're listening to this record.
Yeah.
And that's what she's accomplished here. The song I'm going to play, Take a Bite, is basically a celebration of the female muse slash temptress as a historical and history-making figure, and at the same time, it makes you want to move to it, and that's what this album's all about. I mean, the best kind of thought-provoking record is a record you can dance to. Janelle Monáe with Take a Bite from Dirty Computer on Sound Opinions.
I'm not the kind of girl you take on to your mama now. I tell you no. This program not to love me, but you can't pretend. Oh, what a surprise. Maybe it's lust, maybe it's love, maybe it never ends. Ooh, say your goodbyes. Say them now. Play in my hair, the nibble there on
Take a Bite by Janelle Monáe. Greg, great choice. I love that record as well. What do we have on the show next week?
Next week, Jim, we're going to share some of our favorite live performances on our show from artists like Alan Toussaint and Beach Slang.
As always, you can find all of our episodes of Sound Opinions at soundopinions.org. Please subscribe to the podcast whenever you get a chance, wherever you get your podcasts. Sound Opinions is produced by Brendan Banaszak, Alex Claiborne, Ayanna Contreras, and Andrew Gill.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Where you at, boy? Where you at, boy?
At the tone, please record your message.
Oh, I've been calling you all night long. And I'm becoming best friends with the dial tone.
Cause you're not picking up the phone.
On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic, so give us a call on our hotline, 888-859-1800.
New messages.
My name is Tom Strauss. I live in Seattle. I am a little late to the game. I'm just responding to the episode on Blue, which I'm still kind of emotional about.
Look out the left, the captain said, the light's down there, that's where we'll land. I saw a falling star burn up above the Las Vegas sands.
I was really thinking about the questions you were asking about top female albums versus top albums, and I feel like it's important to have a top female albums list as opposed to just top albums, because as a listener, I think it is important sometimes just to want a female perspective. And I don't know of anyone who does that more beautifully than Joni Mitchell. So that's my little response. Thank you. Okay, take care. Bye.
But you got that look so critical. Now I can't talk to you, baby. I get so weak. Sometimes I think love is just...
Hi, this is Lee from Cary, North Carolina, and I'm calling about the Anthony Bourdain session that you did. And I just wanted to say that he was absolutely amazing, and he obviously brought us all in to experience different cultures. But with the death, with the depression, with the suicide, I had been struggling for years, and the day that he died was the day that I reached out to my doctor and finally went on meds, and it has changed my world so quickly. So although I will always miss Anthony, there's a part of me that will always thank him for pushing me further to ask for help. Thanks.
Hey, guys. This is Phil calling from D.C. I was the bass player in the 90s band Tuscadero, so I want to thank Jim for all the support. I'm calling about Hines. Hines are definitely one of my favorite bands, and when I first heard them, I was immediately struck by the thought that these are people who are learning their craft, and they're doing it the way they want to do it, and they're not following the rules of songwriting that people try to box you into. I remember that happening with my band back in the day. People were saying, well, you can't do that. With Hines, with the way the two vocalists interchange their voices a lot, I find that really interesting and unique, and I want to thank you so much for that interview. It was really great. Big, big, big fan of the show. I listen every week, and please keep up the good work.
Hey guys, it's Patrick from Morgan. Again, you guys, I never would have heard, I didn't hear of Hines, and I liked that interview. It was good. Keep up the good work. Enjoying the show. It's interesting, you know. I like them. They're pretty, you know, that's good music. All right, man. Pretty articulate of me, huh?
No more messages.
To share your opinions on Sound Opinions, call 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.